Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Yeager CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at YeagerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Yeager.
I know you mentioned this earlier on, but if you were coming out of college now, would you go work for a CPA firm? Or would you, let me say this, would you recommend that I would work for a CPA firm or a large one or a medium-sized small firm like yours, and why?
I think it depends on the individual. And the reason why I'm saying that is some people come out and they're going to change the world, and they really are. And they want to be on the leading edge. They want to, they're an audit, they want to travel, they want to serve with the biggest clients, they want to be exposed to that. They want to either stay in public accounting, want to be a partner at a big four. And there's partners made every year at a big four. There's people that go out and grab that and do that. And there's people that have the ability, the capability, and there's sacrifices that are made, but they understand that. There's people that also want to get the experience, and maybe they want to go into industry. They want to be a CFO of a company. They want to be a finance director, or they want to start their own company. Then, yeah, get that network, get the context, get the experience. Let them pay for your CPA review. Let them have the resources that are available to you. There's other people that's just not for them. They don't want to audit. They don't want to travel. That's not for everybody. Or they don't want to do that long term. They just know for their personality. It's like picking a school. Some people love big schools. Some people love small schools. Some people love distant learning. Some people learn better in person. It's all individual. But some people say, you know, I need a little bit more. Maybe it's balanced. Maybe I need to be closer to home. Maybe I don't want to be away. Maybe I want to deal with smaller clients, or maybe I want to start a family. I want to take a couple of years off. I don't know what that is. I mean, there's different roles now, paternity leave, maternity leave. Everyone has their own goals and objectives. Maybe someone wants to start their own firm. Seems like a lot of younger people are doing that now. You still need experience, but maybe you want to start a smaller firm and see how that works. Maybe it'll make sense. Maybe you'll be able to take that over, become partner. Or maybe you could just decide those are the clients you like dealing with, the smaller clients. It really depends on your personality, but there's so many opportunities all across the board. The big four is never going to go away. They're always going to expand. They're doing so many new areas, and there's so much more available to them technologically. Data analytics, blockchain, auditing. I mean, it's awesome. It's so cool. And I'm not in it, but I appreciate that. Robotics, all the different things that are going to make a life easier. It trickles down to the smaller firms. It's great. Bookkeeping. I mean, it used to be tedious. And now everything's automated. Your bank feeds in. So if you're doing a client's books, you're reviewing things, everything comes in. If they buy something from Staples or Office Max, it says probably an office expense. Does that look right? Yep. What's the Shell today? Is that oil or gas for fuel? Yep. Okay, we'll know that going forward. If it changes, just let us know. But we'll know that going forward. And these things come in, you're just reviewing things. So instead of doing the manual part of it, now you're getting data, you're reviewing it, you're comparing it to other industries, other people, because that's all becoming more available now. And you're reviewing it. Now you can do some consulting. You can do some advising. You could take that information. Instead of taking the time to prepare it, you're able to just review it quickly and then use that much more quicker. It's instant now versus doing everything a month and behind. You have this lag time. It's not like that anymore. People expect it to be done really quickly and efficiently, which is great.
How are you going to keep up with the new technology, the digital analytics? They're starting to ask this on the exam July 1st. I don't know if you're aware of that. 2021, they're going to start asking this on the auditing part and the BEC part. And my concern is this. These people have not learned this in college. We had to go rewrite our CPA review books, and it's been a real task, let me tell you, more than we ever expected. And luckily, the gentleman who works with me, he knows this stuff. You know, he worked for the big four. I think it was a big six, a big eight back then. But he's been an auditor and worked. He's traveled all over the world, working for one of the big CPA firms. So he's got a real good knowledge of it. Plus, also he teaches college. He teaches at 8 or 9 online universities. And he sets up their curriculums because he knows this digital analytics and all that. And then I said to him, you know, Ron, I really don't want to learn all this stuff. You know, I'm getting too old for this stuff. But I still teach financial, and I teach the regulation because of the taxes. But our auditing instructor retired because he was afraid of all of this new technology, and he didn't want to learn it. So the question will be, How do you think these people who are taking, I mean, there's so much ways of getting education today online, which I don't know if they are as good as going into the classroom. Well, I had terrible teachers in the classroom, but I do find that, I don't know, the ICPA may be shocked when they start giving this stuff and realizing these people don't know it. ICPA claims they don't curve the exam. Anyway, do you realize that you're going to have to? You're a young guy, all right? Are you going to have to learn all of this new technology? Are you working in it at all right now?
I think that's a loaded question, but I think we have to embrace technology. We have to embrace the changes. It's coming, whether we want to admit it or not, whether we like it or not. Things are changed. They've changed and they're continuing to change. With the newest stuff, we'll probably just have to hire younger people that love it and are in it and grow up with it. But when I started, we had one screen. We had everything was just photocopies. Right. Now when I do a tax return, I have two returns. I have two screens. I see last year's, I see this year's. I have all the backup on my right side. On the left side, I have my current one. We didn't have a choice. Everyone does it the same way at our firm. We used to have QuickBooks desktop. That was great. Now everybody's on the cloud. Everybody wants to be online because I could have access. They could have access. There could be two owners. I have one in California, one in Connecticut, and I have access. We could jump on a meeting in 2 seconds. We could all be looking at the same data. There's Xero, which is another bookkeeping software. They're all cloud-based. We're finding a lot of the tax return preparation software is going cloud-based. So we have to, because if we can't service our clients, QuickBooks Online or Xero or do their tax return efficiently, they're going to go to someone else that can. What we have to understand is what's driving this technology and what benefits are there. Like I mentioned with bookkeeping, it used to be very tedious. Now I'm not entering every transaction. My staff's not entering every transaction. It's coming in. You definitely have to be careful and review things. Things can go way off in the wrong direction quick if you're not able to watch and make sure and understand what you're doing. But there's a lot of things that are making our life easier. I mean, even the PPP loan, every client I had that asked for forgiveness, they had to go online to their company's portal. You couldn't submit an application on paper after a certain point. That's just not how things are done. So I think whether we want to or not, we have to embrace it. We have to find the benefits of it. Then we have to check the reliability. There's a lot of people, there's payroll companies, there's different accounting groups that will give you data and say, hey, we could tell you what somebody makes as an accountant in the Connecticut area, in the tri-state area, in Southern Connecticut, in Northern Connecticut. You have to be able to go through and say, all right, so really, what town am I in? What are my competitors? What are they paying? What size firm are you at? What are the hours they're working? What are the expectations? What are the roles and responsibilities? So you get a lot of data, and you need to make sure that it's correct, that it's comparable. I want to be able to eventually, when I get clients, they usually fall into four or five different industries. You have rental properties, which kind of its own industry. You kind of have professionals that sell their services, whether you're an accountant, an engineer, a doctor. They're not really giving you a product. They're just selling you their knowledge. You have people that make products, so they're in the manufacturing and they have cost of goods sold and you're tracking those. And you have people that are kind of hybrid, you have construction, they're charging you for labor and materials. So I draw my experiences when I have a client, I might not have someone exactly in their industry, but I have people in that group of industries that I could compare it to. And I could look at the profit margin or overhead and I could determine rates and I could see their growth and I could see where their costs are a little bit out of whack compared to their size. And we could have those discussions. So I think you need to be able to get the data, and the more data we have, the more correct data we have, the more relevant. Because if I could have an engineer client and compare them to the engineers in a three-town area and say, yeah, you know, you're paying a little bit more than the other area, but your revenue is twice as much, so you're really doing, that's okay. Or no, you're paying people way too much. Your restaurant, your rent and your overhead, your salaries, it's just out of whack. You're just not doing enough meals to support that. You're probably not going to close in a year or two. We have some concerns right here. You can't stay the way it is. You're going to have to keep borrowing. So I think the more we're able to get data, I know on the audit side of blockchain, the efficiency and the accuracy is going to go up. I've had discussions, you know, do I understand how it all works? No, blockchain, a little bit above my understanding, if I always will be, but I drive a car every day. I can't tell you exactly how that works either. So whether we like it or not, whether we understand it inside or out, I rely heavily on a Connected Society of CPAs. I'm involved in different areas, and there's a lot of other small businesses that have the same struggles we are, and they're trying to understand it. They bring in people, they explain it, they have software, they say what works. We have discussions. What have you implemented? What has worked? What has saved you time? What hasn't? How are we going to embrace this change? Because I think at the end of the day, in 5 years, 10 years, the profession is going to be completely different. And I think that's okay. Exactly how it's all going to work, I don't know. But I think there's going to be a lot of benefits to it. I know we're not probably going to work any less. I know they said when the computer came out, our hours are going to be half as much as they used to be. If you read stuff from back then, the 80s and 90s, no, we just get more done now.
Are you going to go more into advisory services at some point?
You know, I think our bread and butter is always the bookkeeping, but we do a lot with advisory services and consulting services as the opportunities arise and as we have clients. So we've always kind of done that. And I think there's definitely some opportunities and some needs. And I think as that relationship develops, clients rely on us more once you do some small engagements. And I think a lot of the CFO roles at small companies, the accounting is getting outsourced because it's just so efficient to do it remotely. Or for the areas of expertise, they could pay us for a couple hours of work a week or a month, and they get all this knowledge and experience, and they can see the benefits from that. So I think it's definitely part of the future. And I think a lot of people, now that we're compliance is getting a little bit simpler, have the time to do the advisory and consulting and find it rewarding.
Are you outsourcing your tax returns, or are you doing them in-house?
We're doing them in-house. We have staff and CPAs that prepare them, but we're not outsourcing them.
The people I talk to on this podcast, there's a lot of CPAs who have decided to go into advisory services because they have a fairly good IT background, you know, and they're doing very well. I mean, I've talked to people who developed their own software, you know, they're trying to sell software. So I see people in all different areas. When I came out of school, we had auditing. Actually, I couldn't do tax returns. I worked for Seidman in Seidman, New York. Yep. And the only people who could do tax returns were CPA attorneys. So what was open to me? Audits. And I hated auditing. I don't like to sit all day and just do tick marks. You know, that's what I was doing. To me, it got a little tedious. And then I ended up working for companies. And eventually, I went into teaching. CPA review, I've had that for 40-some-odd years. But I think the one thing I try to get across to people, the younger people, is this. If you don't take the exam when you come out of college, whether you're going to stay in public accounting or corporate, all right, you're going to look at yourself one day and say, I should have taken that exam. It would have changed my life. Because let me ask you this question. Well, I know the answer, but has the CPA designation changed your life?
It has. It's so important. The doors it opens are just tremendous. Regardless of what you do with it, you have those initials after your name. The respect that you get from people, whether it be clients, whether it be people in just the public, the trust that they put in you, and what it allows you to do. If less people are taking it, the more valuable it becomes. And the more CPAs that are retiring and getting out of the practice, the more valuable it becomes. The value has always been there. And I think it's just going to continue to increase. A lot of people come out with accounting degrees, but it differentiates you. It really makes a difference. And there's a lot of public accounting firms in our area. They want CPAs. The public, the clients, they want a CPA to back them. They want to make sure that they're getting advice from CPAs. The banks, when they get reports from clients, they'll sometimes say, go talk to the CPA down the street, talk to Ken, make sure he prepares your financial statements, because there's a level of trust there. There's so many intangibles. I feel like you have more confidence in yourself too. Once you pass that test, I mean, you probably feel like you could do anything. And everybody can pass the test. It's just a matter of sitting down, being determined, getting a good plan, and being persistent. Not everybody passes it the first time. If you do, it's rare. You have to have that persistence. You have to have that priority. And you have to understand the benefits of it. And it's going to help you tremendously. It's going to increase your pay. It's going to increase the amount that you can charge your clients. It's going to increase your demand for a job. It's going to give you those options. It's going to give you flexibility. You're going to take control. And that's a lot of things people in different professions don't really have. You don't really feel in control. There's so many different avenues you could go to. There's so many areas you could pursue. There's so many niches you could carve out. I mean, the doors are open. But once you have that, then you really could go and go forward with that, and people will follow you.
University of Connecticut, Notre Dame. Do you keep up on anything like, how are their numbers as far as people majoring in accounting? Do you check into that at all? Just out of curiosity, do you?
I have, and I've seen the newsletters. I know when I was leaving, you kind of just started their master's program. It was all online. They had it based around the seasonality of accountants. So you had tax season off and they had a semester in the summer. Same thing in Notre Dame. They have an accounting program. They also have a partnership with the Big Four to do some of their students in the summer. They have like a special program where they get their master's. So I think both of those schools are doing well. I think that they're on the forefront. I see that they offer different programs and different specialties within it, probably amongst data analytics and things like that. I'm not sure exactly what they are, but I do see the newsletters and see the change and evolve. So I think they're trying to be on the forefront of all the changes and keeping the students aware of what's going on. But it's such a new program. I mean, we've had students too in Connecticut. You don't need to have had the 150 hours before you can sit for the exam. So some people are coming out with 120, 130, 135, sit and see how they do. And then there's been other programs that have popped up. You won't end up with masters, but it'll help you fulfill that requirement.
Right.
So you can get those last four or five classes you need or whatever it is. So I think all the schools are kind of trying to figure out the best way to keep the students engaged and keep them moving forward. And I know in my master's program, I had a lot of in-depth, knowledge in classes and tax. And a lot of times when I talk to people and they have undergrad, they really don't have a lot of experience in tax. They might have taken one course. It could have been half corporate and half individual, and they don't have that exposure. Really, when you get into the master's, I find you have to dive into some of those things. You're looking at partnerships. You're taking a course on corporations. You're looking deeply into individuals. So I found it exciting. Sure, not every course you're going to take is going to exactly match what you're going to do in your career. And same thing with the CPA. You got to spread yourself pretty thin, but you're going to know a lot about a lot. Then when you get into your field, you're going to specialize and see what works well. And then if you go tax, if people, they specialize in just one area, they know those things inside and out. They're well-regarded and well-respected, and it's something that they enjoy doing. So I think these programs are continuing to adapt. I think the CPA is trying to adapt. I think technology is changing, but the more we try to find the benefits and how it's going to affect us and how we can take that technology and help our clients, the sooner we get to that. I mean, we have to do 40 hours in Connecticut as CPA or CPE every year. I know in the past, some people who have been in pressure for a while said, well, the tax rules really haven't changed in a while. We're kind of just meeting our requirement. It's been a lot of change the last couple of years, but probably at a certain point, we'll get back to that. And now it's like, okay, so what's new? What's new in technology? What other benefits are out there? What should I be looking at? And that's really a great time to explore what's coming out, what the benefits are. I know some people, they started their own companies. They do the technology. They're starting their own software. They have clients, four or five different businesses. They're developing dashboards. They just go to one place. They get to see all their numbers. What's my bank balance? What's my receivables? What's my payables? What's my cash flow forecast? When that technology becomes available and you don't have to create it yourself, and when it's available to all these different people, and we can take all the different businesses and all these different accounting softwares and bookkeeping softwares that might be industry specific and roll it up and get this one big picture, that's definitely going to streamline our life. We have to do a lot of those calculations manually, and it's not done daily. And the decision making that's going to come out of that, and to be able to take a dip and realize you're having a cash flow crunch or AR receivable issue sooner than later, those days are so valuable, because then you could change that. You can make the calls. You could get people out on the road, on the job sites. You could get ahead of that. And it makes such a big difference, small or big companies. And I think that's where the benefits are going to be.
Well, Ken, you sound like you're doing well, which I'm happy for you. Congratulations. And when is the baby due?
December.
So it'll be a Christmas baby?
Christmas baby. So, yeah, we're excited.
Just you planning that exactly? Because I've asked people, don't give birth until it's my birthday, okay? And somehow they just can't. And I congratulate you in that you seem to be a very giving person, caring person with your clients, all right? And that's what makes it also fun. It's nice to hear someone say, hey, thank you. You've helped me. Someone tells your wife, hey, this man is a good man. He really helps me. And that's nice. I like people to say, you know, I made a difference in your life or something. You know, there's more to life than just money. If the fact that people say to you, you've really changed my life, you know, if people are so worried about money, the money will come. You know, it's, you know, you do the job, the money will come. And I'm sorry we couldn't get a chance to talk about your QuickBooks certification. And you're also a Xero advisor. What is a Xero?
It's an accounting software, or online based. I think they started in Australia. And so I'm certified in that too. So I don't know, they might grow in popularity, but they're trying to compete with QuickBooks. They're focused on having that relationship with an accountant. And I think that's important. I've seen some people that have wanted to use them for one reason or another. So I think it's something that people will be using in the future as well, in addition to QuickBooks Online and QuickBooks.
And I had the pleasure of, and I don't remember the man's name, I spoke to one of the principals in Xero, okay? And I had an interview with him. He was in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had, and nicest guy, you know, and he was, he also was, you know, he cared about what he was doing and all that.
Yeah.
You know, more technology. He's going into technology. He's a CPA. He might be a chartered accountant in Australia. I can't remember. But Anyway, nice guy. I get to meet a lot of nice people. So I'm very fortunate with this podcast. So, Ken, I want to thank you very much. You still looking for people to hire?
We are. We're in the process to hire a couple more. We're looking for two, maybe three people. We're looking for anyone from probably 0 to 5 years of experience. So a couple of people right out of school, and then hopefully someone that's been in public accounting for a couple of years that really could hit the ground running. So we're growing. There's a lot of opportunities, and we're looking for people to work hard and wants to learn and help out our team.
You know, if you're listening and maybe you feel, hey, I have the experience with that, I'm sure Ken will have no problem. You know, just write to him. You can go to his LinkedIn account. Yep. It's under what? Ken Healy, H-E-A-L-Y. H-E-A-L-Y, CPA. And is it under your Diversified Financial Solutions?
Yeah, so our website is www.dfspc.biz. So www.diversifiedfinancialsolutionsprofessionalcorporation.biz, B-I-Z. And my email is ken@dfspc.biz.
And if there's any questions on that, everyone can reach me. You know my phone number. I always give it out. So anyway, Ken, have a good summer. Stay well. By the way, I don't mean how that health problem you had, is it solved?
Oh, it's not. It's a chronic, it's Crohn's disease, which is a stomach thing. And we adapt and we move forward. So I've had it since I was 16. I started working when I was 16. I don't think there's any coincidence that that one's related to the other. I think it's completely independent. I think I have a little bit different perspective when you have health struggles and sometimes you have some challenging times, you need to have a couple surgeries. You want to find a firm that supports you, a team that's with you, clients that understand. With technology, it's great, you know, if you need to work from home every now and then, but it's something I deal with. I think it changes perspective. I think last year with COVID, it changed everyone's perspective. You start to appreciate the little things. I think everybody can now relate to that. Just being able to see someone, hug someone, shake their hand now. It feels good, and it's been hard not to for a year. And when you have a chronic health condition, periods and periods of great time, and some not so great, gives you a different perspective. Money, sure, you got to have a living, you got to have a house, you want to support your kids and your wife, and you know, my wife works full time too, so we do well. We're very blessed, but we have clients, and they have to navigate challenges, and you can relate. And when someone goes through a hard time, you can relate, and I think that it changes your perspective. Every day is a good day. I mean, there's no bad days. I mean, we have tough days. We have long hours. We have tough times with our clients, and they go through tough times. But, you know, we're here. We're blessed. Friday, beautiful day. I talked to Phil Yeager on a podcast. I mean, for a tax nerd, this is like...
Is that exciting?
It is. It should be. I would think it's exciting. Don't you think it's exciting to get to talk to different professors?
Why do you think it's exciting talking to Phil Yeager on a Friday?
Because I know your podcast listened by candidates. I love students. I love people going to the field. I want them to know the benefits.
Well, thank you very much.
Of being a CPA. So hopefully, you know, if this helps one person, if maybe one person has a medical issue and they don't know if they could be a CPA, you can. You could do it. If I could pass a CPA and have some medical stuff, you can too. You put your mind to anything. And the accounting profession, there's so many avenues, open doors. Find what's passionate. Find what makes you happy and pursue that. I mean, you spend too much time at work. You got to really enjoy the time you have at work. And you got to love those clients, relationships, the things you're dealing with.
Life is too short. Enjoy it. And you know what? You have a positive attitude. I like that. All right.
Thank you. I didn't
hear one negative thing out of your mouth, which is unusual because you always get people complain about something. But I like your attitude. And I just wish you good health. Once again, my congratulations on your new child. And
Thank you. It'll
change your life, maybe good and bad sometimes, but you'll enjoy it, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, you take care. And ladies and gentlemen, today we had Ken Healy, a very positive, caring person about his clients, who has a practice in Connecticut. I'm sure everyone listening wishes him good health and good luck in the future. Well, this is the end of this podcast for today. And remember, every Tuesday, we have a new podcast. If you have any comments, please send us those comments. We'd appreciate it. So, everyone, it is Friday here. All right. It's been beautiful here. The weather's been good with you, Ken?
Yeah, perfect.
We've had excellent weather. Yeah. So, everyone, enjoy your week or your weekend. And please continue to listen and watch to Phil Yeager at CPA Review and More. You all have a good day and a good week and a good weekend. Stay well, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to Yeager CPA Review and More. As a token for our appreciation for your listenership, we'd like to offer you 10% off your next purchase with Yeager CPA Review. Save between $50 to $150 with code PODCAST10. If you'd like more information, look us up on YeagerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.